Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 23, Johannesburg 21, Tzaneen 27. Die MK-partij het sy secretaris-generaal Floyd Shivambu veroordeel omdat hy 'n paasnaweekdiens bygewoon het wat deur voortvliggende Shepherd Bushiri in Malawi gelei is. Hof in Malawi het reeds die Bushiri en sy vrou sy uitlewering na Suid-Afrika goedgekeur, maar hulle die besluit appel. Lebohang Dashe berig.
As backlash intensifies, the Umkhonto weSizwe party has disowned Shibambu's visit to Shepherd Bushiri's church, stating that it was neither sanctioned nor supported by the party. The party stressed that Shibambu acted in his own personal capacity without any mandate or prior knowledge from the party's leadership. The MK party says it remains firmly opposed to associating with fugitives from justice. The Bushiris are challenging their extradition, arguing the affidavit backing South Africa's request lacked proper legal authentication under Malawian law, making the evidence, they say, inadmissible. Lebohang Dashe, Jacaranda FM News.
Die busonderneming Padco het sy eerste fase van sy paasfeespelgrimstog na Moria, Limpopo vir die jaarlikse Zion Christian Church bijeenkomst veilig voltooi. Dit is die eerste keer wat Padco weer eens ongeveer 500 busse verskaf het, sê dit die COVID-19 inperkings in 2020. Padco het hulle berein, sê hulle berein nou voor vir die tweede fase die pad terug. Bold One South Africa's leier, Musi Maimane, sê voorgestelde btw-verhoging van 0.5% word steeds betwis in die parlement. Dit volg na 'n debat in die kabinet oor die implementering van die skraping van die btw-verhoging. Maimane waarsku, as die hoofverhoging op 1 Mei voortgaan, sal dit 'n swaar las op 'n reeds sukkelende Suid-Afrika wees.
We have a follow-up meeting happening next week with all the respective parties to engage the ANC. The Appropriations Committee will meet on Tuesday to consider a report on the expenditure cuts, given the fact that we've had political engagements. There's been wide rejection of VAT.
In Israel is 'n verdere 6 maande gegee om op Suid-Afrika se beskuldigings van volksmoord oor sy optrede in Gaza te antwoord. Die oorspronklike gesperdatum was die einde van Julie, maar is nou uitgestel tot 12 Januarie 2026. Israel het die internasionale geregshof laat weet dat hy meer tyd nodig het om sy saak te stel. Suid-Afrika het die verlenging teengestaan. Ek is Emil Pinara, top story this hour, MK party distances themselves from Floyd Shivambu's visit to Malawi.
Yeah, that's a self-infected black eye, huh? Hey, Emil, we got a Formula One Grand Prix coming up. It's another one of those petrodollar things, you know, like sand and more sand. Do you care?
I really care.
Yeah, because Verstappen is actually on pole position. Kan jy dit glo?
I know, but you know what? I'm in it for McLaren this year.
Yeah, the papaya boikies. Ons moet nou wag en sien 'n bietjie later. Thanks Emil, further details even on a Sunday, jacarandfm.com, you just click on that news tab. No, the music tab, I'll press that for you.
Jacaranda FM weekends be like. Be like.
Birds of a feather, we should stick together and
be like.
But tonight save my life when I showed you the door.
More music you love.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well.